welcome to the show. My name is Susie Jones. Happy to have you with us today. Reminding you, if you have a financial question today, you can ask it right now at 651-461-9226. You can also write this number down, 1-888-6-ADVICE or yourmoneyatwealthenhancement.com. That is the line, the 1-888 number. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and someone will get back to you. But right now we have with us Wealth Enhancement Group's Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor, Peg. Hello, Peg. How are you?
Good morning, Susie. We're giving Bruce a well-deserved day off.
Wonderful. So,
I was gone. We're actually kind of taking turns. I was gone last week. He's gone this week. But we can handle it, right, Susie?
100%. 100%. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, so this is kind of interesting in that I've commented on this show several times that I'm not a techie, meaning I love the ability to use a computer, find information really, really fast. But yet I don't really understand like all the processing systems and all the things that go into, thank you, IT Department of Wealth Enhancement Group. They keep us on our toes. And the reason I'm setting that up this way is because today we're going to talk about how to protect yourself from cyber attacks. So you and I, Susie, are probably in the same shoes that all the listeners today are when it comes to cyber scams. They might have a friend that, you know, was compromised, or you read stories in the, or you see it on TV where somebody actually got compromised, meaning a cyber attack is just an action designed to target a computer and any element of your computerization information system. So they like to, steal data or harm your network. And there's been a kind of a couple bigger outages that have perked our ears, you know, in the last couple months. So today I just want to talk about how can you protect yourself from them? And personally, and through my work, we've had clients call us and say, guess what happened to me? So I think you should actually really listen today about the steps that Wealth Enhancement Group coaches our clients on, you know, when we get this happening to our clients. So what I want to do is not scare you, you know, with a bunch of stats about how awful it is out there. I'd rather just educate you on how do you prevent yourself from falling for one of these schemes. So you have to recognize that these fraudsters usually, you know, try to get you in these four different ways. And we call them the four P's, meaning number one, they're trying to pretend that they're somebody they're not. So they'll try to pretend to be somebody you know or from an organization that you recognize. This is a core trait of imposter scams, which take the top spot of the fraud list in 2023. So all of you listening can maybe relate to this, where when you're on your when you're looking through your emails, and I'm so guilty in that I'm trying to go super fast, right? Because we get so many emails today and I'm trying to clean out the ones I don't want to, you know, read. And then I want to save the ones that are important to me. But if you go too fast, sometimes you can click on things that you probably shouldn't have clicked on. So when it comes to someone looking like I know them, then I have to really like stop and pause and slow down because that can be problematic. The other thing fraudsters like to do is create some type of a problem, or they try to lure you in with maybe a grand prize that you may have won. So you have to kind of just look at that and say, really? You know, I mean, you just have to question it. And they might tell you that you have to hurry, you know, to act to win this prize or to solve this problem. And that's where the other P, the third P comes in, is pressure. They can pressure you to click a button, or if they can pressure you to feel like you have only a very short period of time you know, to jump on this, then that's how they get people to click. And then the last one being pay. At the end of the day, the scammers want you to pay in a specific irreversible way, meaning that you could now cancel the fact that you gave them money. Or once you find out that this was the a negative thing that you just did, they're going to try to find a way for you to pay that is irreversible. So if you understand those four basic types of cybercrime work, then you can just defend yourself from scams. But ironically, if you can kind of think as a criminal, you're probably going to be your own best defense. So, Susie, are these some of the things that you take into consideration when you're crazy and whipping through your emails?
Yeah, and I've had it happen to me before where in a flurry, I've clicked the wrong thing and I end up in trouble. And I know I'm not alone. I know other people, because it's quite emotional when you get, particularly, as you say, some of these that want you to pay. My mom had one where they suggested that he had accidentally taken more money out of her account to do like a repair on her computer, and she needed to send him back $5,000 because he had accidentally overcharged her $5,000. You know what I mean? And she was just kerfluffled and was trying to figure out how to pay him back $5,000. I'm like, Mom, no. You know, because yeah. You get very emotional.
And unfortunately, they do target an audience that's a little bit older, right? Because even myself, and Bruce actually is full telling everybody, I don't know anything about computers, right?
Right.
I know lots of things about computers, and I believe it's because my husband is a techie. He knows everything about everything, but I can lean on him maybe too much that I don't become familiar enough with what I should, because I'm leaning on him. So one of the things that we try to coach our clients, and I try to coach my friends, is cyber scams. So a lot of times we're so philanthropic and we love to give to charities, but guess what? The criminals want to scam you on, you know, major disasters or health events, and they want you to help the victims of, you know, the hurricane here or something else going on. And of course, our heartstrings want us to help, but we have to be careful. And these are the top four that are tracked by the FBI, and they're the most commonly executed. So be careful to research those charities before you give money. This one is big, both in our business and in our personal life, when it comes to emails, texting, and phishing. Now, scammers try to get you to share personal information, and that what they want to do is steal your identity. They just want you to get, you know, click on that link. And what that does, though, is it then downloads this ransomware to lock you out of your data. And so many people this happens to, and then they don't know what to do then. They're not computer techie people, and so then they have to go get help. And sometimes it costs a lot of money, you know, to get everything back. And the couple others are romance schemes, where they pretend to be an online relationship that you trust. I've had a couple clients say that they got a call, right? Now we're got to deal with this AI. And AI can kind of sound, and they can make it sound like it's you. Like you've called your grandmother and you're out of the country. And by the way, you need $5,000 wired right away. I can't tell you how many people, once again, it's your heartstrings. You're thinking, oh, you know, she's over there all by herself, or she's on a school trip or something like that. You've got to stop and not react immediately, because that's what they're going to want you to do. And use your instincts, because in a lot of cases, it just feels wrong and fishy, but yet your heartstrings are so strong as well that you really just have to stop and kind of reflect as to, is this real?
Mm-hmm.
And then business emails, the last one here is business emails being compromised. So there's slight variations on real email addresses, and this is personal email addresses too. When you look at where it's coming from, it may look like Amazon or UPS, or, hey, this UPS package I've got waiting for you, but you need to send me $2 because they don't have enough money to get it to me. So then you're clicking, and guess what you're doing? You're putting your $2 on a credit card. And yeah, that's giving away information that maybe you're like, oh, I can't really remember what I ordered, but I want it. And I'm going to fill in that information. Once again, stop, you know, think about it. I delete so many emails today that I feel like, you know what, if somebody really wants me, they're going to try for the second time or the third time if it's legitimate. So what if I, you know, clicked and just canceled a particular email or put it into my, you know, dead file? Once again, if somebody really and truly wanted to get me for some reason, they're not going to try one time. They're going to try a lot of different times. And mm-hmm. a lot of times these scammers, they've got so many people to go after. So they're not going to send you 2, 3, 5 emails trying to get you to send this $2.
Yeah.
Susie?
Yeah, let's remind people listening, if they've either been the victim of one of these scams or they have a question about one of these scams and what to do, reminding you right now, call 651-461-9226. You can also text that question to 651-461-9226. Peg Webb, Wealth Enhancement, Your Money. A texter writes already, Peg, is it okay to freeze my credit? And keep them frozen. I guess, you know, if you think you've been a victim, what's the first step? You know what I mean? Do you just cancel everything? What would you say?
You know, we have a lot of questions around freezing your credit. That's a little bit different than canceling your cards and all. Your credit report, you know, has a lot of detail on it. And it actually goes back historically. The good news is they don't have your full account numbers on there. You know, they may have the name of the merchant. They may have the name of a credit card. I personally am a big fan of, if you're not a big credit person, meaning you've borrowed a bunch of money, you have a mortgage, because a lot of our clients are debt-free. And so I've suggested to them, if you want to freeze your credit, go ahead. I feel like anything you do that can maybe not have your name pop up on a list that these fraudsters use, then that would be a good idea. The only other thing is with a credit report, and if you are even in the future going to get a mortgage, or you want to get a couple different credit cards, or a lot of people buy an airline card because they want to get the miles, that kind of thing. Even if you freeze your credit, you can always open it back up. Maybe it's another step that you wish you wouldn't have to do. But if you feel like you're compromised or something like that, I have no problem telling clients to freeze their credit.
Okay.
So I'd like to go through just a couple more things, like how do you protect your identity, your family, and your business online?
Okay.
Well, the good news is, and maybe it's a big negative for us, Susie, is this two-factor thing that you have to do, right? So it used to be, I could just put in a 4-digit number to get into a website or something like that, and off I'd go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, not so much, right? You have to take this extra step that trusted websites use to confirm that it's really and truly you. Now, we should be delighted about that today,
yeah,
right? They work hard at trying to make sure that it's us. And it's a lot more difficult for a scammer to fake, you know, two forms of identification. So a lot of times they'll still have maybe a 4-digit PIN. Maybe it's your mother's maiden name. Lots of different questions that we could use there that they offer us.
Mm-hmm.
But a confirmation number text to us and called on our personal phone is a better, you know, security way of saying, hey, this is me. Because who would have my cell phone, you know, that would get this code and then put it in? So in all facets of my life, personally, and my clients' lives, is they have and they use this two-factor. And a lot of times it's fingerprint or face ID now, too. So that's even stronger. And so this has actually helped, you know, 99% less likely that you'll get hacked if you include those things. So the other things, Susie, that you have to do is, and we all know this, because little things come up on your computer that say, hey, update your software and your operating system. Don't put that off, because there's a reason that they are telling us, please download this extra system. These scam artists, they love to see flaws and weak points of the system that, you know, if they're telling you to update something, it's a really good idea to do that. And then a lot of times I'll just enable automatic updates to all my devices, because I know I'm going to do it anyway, and that way they'll just do it behind the scenes. And then, you know, lastly, I just want to go through it's kind of just think before you click. So if you see an email or a web page that doesn't look right to you, you don't trust your instincts, and you pause before you click, that's when you need to just slow down and say, okay, should I actually hit this link? And then make sure that it looks legitimate. Boy, are they getting good, though, about, you know, having it look like it's the original. You know, if they ever ask you for a password, if they ever ask you for your social security number, a credit card, stop. Once again, if they really need that information, they will come back and back and back and get you to put it in. But a lot of times these fraudsters, they don't try a second, third, fifth time. You know, they got so many other people that click that shouldn't have clicked. And then a lot of times they can spoof their phone number to look, you know, to see who's coming, like on your phone. A lot of us have now, if it doesn't match, you know, your contact list, then it's going to be listed as fraud, or it's going to be listed as scam or something. So they've done a good job of coming up with software so that we don't answer the phone and give all sorts of information. Yeah. And then lastly, use a password that's so different, that's really long. I know it's a pain, and it is for me, because I cannot remember all these different passwords because they want them unique to all these different sites. And so then you end up making this password list, and then you end up hiding it and making it super, super secure. And so it isn't as easy as it used to be, Susie, where we could just walk up to our computer and go, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. Boom, I'm in. Where today we've got a lot more to do to protect ourselves. Susie?
651-461-9226. We're talking about people out there wanting to scam us, wanting to take our money, wanting to take our identity, and what you can do to protect yourself. And we want you to be part of the show as well at 651-461-9226. A texter writes already, Peg, I got scammed through a townhouse rental. They could have gotten a credit card number and possibly my social security number. What should I do to protect myself? And I think that's part of what you wanted to talk about. If you do think you got scammed, what do you do? Do you call someone? Do you, you know, we talked about closing credit cards. What are the steps you should take right away?
Yeah, it's our responsibility, not only for ourselves, but for others. You contact your local police. They want to know. You contact the Federal Trade Commission or the FBI, depending on the nature of your attack. Now, some of these people that are global, it's harder, you know, when there's something happening overseas than happening in the USA. But then provided that you trust this person, you need to give lots of details, the exact time and date, I actually take pictures. Like, you know how you can easily take a picture with your iPhone or your iPad and you see something that's not legit?
Yep.
Then take a picture of it, because sometimes you can't remember all the things that went on at the time. Location, time zone, description of the communication, the details that the voice said, you know, any background noises. This helps them stop some of these cyber attacks. And you could be someone that's helping, you know, getting it to, you know, be less and less than more and more of us being affected.
651-461-9226. If you think you may have been scammed or you have a question about a scam. Now, Peg, being that I wear a news hat Monday through Friday around here at WCCO Radio, we learn a lot about scams. In fact, there was one out recently, and we can talk maybe a little bit about it on the other side of the break, that involved people saying if you've lost a pet, like if you put a flyer up that you have a lost dog, someone calling and then also saying that if they pay a fee, then they can get their dog back. And that's just one example of a sneaky way people are trying to get your money. And we don't want them to get your money. And we'll continue with this program after this break. 651-461-9226. Maybe you want to share a story yourself. Maybe you have a question. 651-461-9226. It is Your Money. I'm Susie Jones. Thanks for being with us today. We want to remind you before we get back to our conversation, if you're listening today and you have a question or a concern or a comment, you can call 1-888-6-ADVICE. That's the Wealth Enhancement Office. Also, you can email questions to yourmoney@wealthenhancement.com. yourmoney@wealthenhancement.com. But for the next 25 minutes, we want you to call or text your questions to 651-461-9226. Now here once again is Peg Webb with the Wealth Enhancement Group. Peg, welcome back.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you. I want to just kind of recap what we did in the first half, just in case some listeners are just joining us. And the topic today is how to protect yourself from cyber attacks. Cyber scams aren't anything new, but they're getting worse and more sophisticated. So we thought we would do the show today in educating clients about what's the best prevention for these cyber attacks. Well, number one, like we talk about on the show a lot, education. Not only do you want to become educated about, you know, how the stock market works and how financial planning works and all of that, but cyber attacks are something that's high on the list now with everybody. And you need to recognize how fraudsters usually have typical ways of getting into your information if you let them. So there was the four P's, the pretend, the problem, prize, the pressure, the pay. If you understand all these different concepts, you're going to be ahead of the game for these criminals. And I always say, use your instincts. If it doesn't look right, then don't click on it. And then a lot of times they just pull at your heartstrings, right? These bad people, they just want to fake charities and you want to give to it, but you have to stop, you know, look again. Is it legitimate? You may even want to, you know, get at the tax ID number of that particular charity. Lots of fake emails and texts and phishing today. They even try to go after what they call romance schemes in that, you know, you're just so in love with something and maybe it's an opportunity or a business or something like that. And there's just crime rings out there that just try to get you to do things that you're not supposed to do. Then what do you do? Well, how do you protect your identity? Well, you need this, you know, two-factor authentication kind of thing where you actually need two things, and the second thing being a code that comes to your phone. So that's a good thing today that you don't just use a code or a password. They have other things like fingerprints and face ID. Always, if there's an update on your software, you know, download that, make sure that you're keeping up with those kinds of things. And then bottom line, make these passwords super long. I hate that. because how do you remember all these different passwords? And whatever you do, don't use the same password for every single site you have. Well, then there's more complexity, right? Because you got to come up with these other passwords, and it's difficult for people. And then lastly, I guess I would just say, think before you click. And who cares if you delete the email or you delete the text? If somebody really and truly wants to get you, they're going to try for a second, third, fifth time. So don't feel like, oh, I feel bad that I didn't answer this particular text or email. And then lastly, what do you do if you're scammed? And many of you out there listening today have been. Contact your local police, your Federal Trade Commission, or the FBI, or maybe both. And then you have to provide them a lot of details. So if you do see an email or something that maybe you did click, take a picture of it so that you have some form of way of telling the detail of what you did. And you know what, Susie?
What?
People are so embarrassed when they do it.
Oh, I know.
I've had clients that didn't even fess up to me. That they did it because they felt so shamed that why would I have done that? That I don't know why I was lured into that. And you have to just stop. You have to get help, family, friends, your advisor. Do not hesitate to tell people, because even with Wealth Enhancement Group, if someone calls me and says that they were compromised, the first thing I can do is put an alert on all of their custodians where their money is. And that's something immediately, then that way, you know, there's a banner on there that says, hey, you know, this client's been compromised, it doesn't even have to be a financial way, right? It could be just your account numbers were compromised, your social security number, that's really big today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't hesitate to contact somebody and let them know, because you're not alone.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this, $10 billion worth of money from 2023 that they collected from all of us. So you're not alone in clicking on things that maybe you shouldn't have.
651-461-9226. If you have a question for Peg this morning, a texter writes, what do you think about using a password manager, Peg?
Well, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that my husband is a absolute tech person, right? So, and here I am. I'm actually being very honest and outright right about the fact that computers are not my thing, right? I love the fact that I can get all this information. I personally don't have a password manager because my husband takes care of all the passwords. Now, the list of passwords that we have is pages long. and one of the things that my husband, and you guys listening today are going to be able to relate to this. He's like, do you know where the password list is? Do you know where the password list is? Do you know where the password list is? Yes, I know. He said, do you know the password to get into it? No, I don't remember. So, I'm telling you this because that's how most of us are, right?
Yeah.
And we actually coach our clients in cases where, you know, if you've got the password list, and it's a husband and wife or it's a couple, and one knows that information and the other one has no idea how to get into it, that's bad. And so I'm trying, I'm doing a much better job now, you know, because he'll walk around and just say, what is that password again? So because if you don't look at it or need it for a long time, it's out, right? You don't remember it.
On everything, right? Your all your accounts, right? Like TVs, subscriptions, you know? Anyway.
Yes. But first of all, you need a password for your passwords, right, to get into the list. And so that's the one that I know a lot of my passwords. I just don't know I don't know off the top of my head. I do right now, but because he's probably listening. I do right now in that he made it easier for me to remember what that is. So sorry, I don't have actual types of names of companies with password managers.
All right. Yep. 651-461-9226. We have text questions coming in about protecting yourself, protecting your money, protecting your identity. Texter writes, Peg, do you have a system in place to notify your clients if you notice unusual activities in their account, in their accounts? Thanks. Great topic. Thanks for listening. And Peg, do you want to get that one?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. If we saw any, I mean, this cybersecurity is top of mind in every company, including Wealth Enhancement Group. We have so much training today, and I love it because they're video trainings. They're not where you have to read like an encyclopedia to understand everything. They show us real live situations that can happen. And so Wealth Enhancement Group, right on our, you know, employee site, it's just frequently asked questions for cybersecurity and, you know, what to do. One of them is absolutely contacting the client ASAP and then offering, like I talked about in the radio show today, what is it that you need to do? I talked about putting a highlight on the accounts. Because in this is what I would tell people, bottom line, you know, Wealth Enhancement Group, like every other company, is working in your best interest to keep everything private, right? And if there were a breach, which we've already, how many of us got letters in the mail about this company, that company,
right.
The list went out,
right?
You know, and that's just prevalent today. Well, we take that very seriously and are able to then code on the financial accounts that this particular client may have been compromised. So, Susie?
651-461-9226. If you have a question about maybe you've been hacked or scammed and you want to share what happened to you, a texter writes a short bit ago that they worried that their Social Security number, if a data breach caused your social, I hate saying that word, I never say it well, Social Security number to appear on the dark web, what should you do? So, I mean, I feel like that's sort of a daunting feeling we all have is, does somebody have our numbers somewhere? And we just have to live with the fact that that's the truth of the world we live in these days.
I kind of believe so because I'm in the same position. I feel like you are kind of like walking on eggshells, right? And I've been vulnerable enough today to say, I don't know how all these computers work and the inner workings and everybody listening out there has to have that same feeling where, you know, it's become so big. And now we're actually entering a whole new era, which is AI. And we're just starting to learn. We know that AI has been used a lot in the background, right? I mentioned this on the show a lot. I order from Amazon. Amazon has AI running through this warehouse for me and actually delivering what I need by the end of the day, right? So AI's been out there a long time, but now they're wanting to take it to the next level, which on the consumer side, how can that actually help us? What will that do for us? Well, anytime you start to, you know, bring something out new, the bugs may not be out of it. And there's probably things that we need to learn as to how to protect ourselves. I already mentioned in the beginning of this show that they can easily take my voice and put it on a phone and it's going to sound just like me. And we're going to have to become either more educated, you know, smarter about using our instincts, things that we just can't, like the olden days, a knee-jerk reaction and we were good to go, right? Now we have to each individually protect ourselves. So if your Social Security gets compromised, you need to call the Social Security Administration right away, hands down.
Right.
I've had clients that actually have had their one of the partners, you know, they're married, and one of them got the letter, oh, your husband has died, so we have changed your Social Security, you know, amount. Wait a minute, my husband hasn't died, right? So there's things out there that happen that they have the responsibility and the wherewithal to be able to help you if your Social Security has been compromised. Susie?
Yeah, 651-461-9226. This texter writes, I was working at a grocery store one evening when an elderly woman's purse was stolen. She had information in her purse with the PIN number to her bank card in the purse. The guy who stole her purse cleaned her out of her bank account within 15 minutes. And this person just reminds people to not keep your PIN number with your bank card. And, you know, it's tough if you need... I don't know. I mean, that's a tough one if you have a terrible memory and you need it. But it's a good point to have things separate, keeping something separate. Would you say, Peg?
Yeah, and there's no question. And I actually really feel for people, you know, because there's people that have not had to deal with all this. They used to deal with cash. Right? And they didn't have cards that would access their entire net worth. And I think the education around, you can't just have a PIN in today's world. You can't, you know, you have to have multi-factor different ways of getting your information. And that's the bottom line. And right now we have a two-factor. We're probably going to have a five-factor before we know it, to be able to protect all our things. So I feel so bad for this person, but I think it's a warning shot. We all have to become educated about what we would do. How are we protecting our identity? Are we doing the two-factor or whatever these cards want? Because obviously they're not making you do it, but they're suggesting that you do it.
And,
Susie?
Yeah, and Peg, also, let's just say the number one last time. We have 4 minutes left, 651-461-9226, if you have a question. I would also wonder about, you know, just being particularly vigilant with all of your accounts, because, you know, it's easy to just be kind of laissez-faire about it and not really look carefully at where your money is going. And I know you're a huge proponent of that, but that's true in this case as well, to be your own best advocate.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because even my clients and I custodian all of their assets, I ask them to look. And it takes 5 minutes, right, to look to see if there's anything that you believe is out of line. And it could be, you know, $50 is going out every single month and you're going, well, why is that happening? You know, it's just looking at it. And people will say, well, I don't know what that all means. Well, generally you would, yeah, right? If there's something that, and then if it looks suspicious, then you got to call your advisor or call the custodian, and everybody has to be their own advocate of prevention.
Yeah. And otherwise, and on that same line, like looking carefully at, maybe you have automatic payments on various things and looking at your account, you might catch an account. For example, a lot of the subscribers, you know, Xfinity or those different services, all of a sudden your bill jumped up $100 and you're like, what? You know, you call and say, why did my bill jump up $100? And they're like, oh, that's a fee for blah, blah, blah. And you know what I mean? And you have to get in there and say, no, that's crazy. You can't do that. And a lot of times if you threaten to leave, they'll give you a better deal and you end up paying less for a while because it's so fickle. It's such a strange industry. Let me jump
but
in.
Say,
Go ahead.
This is what I would say, Susie, though, because we all use credit cards. And my husband monitors, you know, the bills that go through every morning, part of his coffee, right? And then he'll say, well, what is this? What is this? What is this? And then, you know what? A lot of times the name on the credit card doesn't even match where I was. So then I have to kind of research and see. So I highly recommend, especially on your credit card, that you're looking as to what you're getting billed for.
This last one is good, and I know we have about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. My husband is deceased, but recently I received a letter from a health company with his information having been compromised. Does she need to do anything? Do you know what I'm saying? Because he's dead.
Yeah. So what happens is, we talked about this in the beginning of the show, many, many corporations have sent out letters. And here's the deal. Instead of saying, here's the 10 people that might have been compromised, you know what they're doing? They're sending this letter to every single client in their database. So the likelihood is that it probably wasn't compromised, but she should call the company, specifically ask for the details about that, and then, you know, and make sure that Social Security, you know, if they're known that he's passed away, then everything should be fine.
All right. We have another one here. How do I pay a service that says I owe them $199 for canceling a contract that they claim I have? I want them off my back. They say they'll send a collector. Thanks for that text, Lee. I know some of us do get those that it's just not even true, but they're scary. We're going to call blah, blah, blah and report you if you don't.
Yeah, usually they're going to use every tactic to try to swindle you to pay that money, but you really have to ignore it. And then if it does get on your credit report, then you have to challenge it at that time.
Yeah. Do you want to jump another one here? My sister booked a hotel prepay reservation on a service, book online, not what she wanted, which is legit. As soon as she gave her credit card number after choosing the room, they increased the price, added fees, and made her credit into a gift card, which made it impossible to find the scammer.
Yeah.
Our rooms cost twice as much, couldn't get any money back, and they wouldn't answer calls. Oh, what a bummer.
Do you know what? I think we could go on and on about all the stories and the things that have happened to people. It is buyer beware. And especially like these VRBOs, I shouldn't say VRBO because that's a legit company.
No, but there's a lot of them. Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there that want to just take advantage of you. And guess what? It's easy today.
Yes.
We're going through this period right now where we're not double checking, triple checking.
Triple checking.
And we're just trying to do so many things at once. And it's just, we just don't have the time.
Slow
to say,
down,
oh,
right?
Go check and slow down. Slow down. Use your instinct. If it's, you know, the minute you're doing something with your credit card and you have no idea where this is really going, then you may want to just pause and do some more research.
Yeah. Hey, we're almost out of time. Let's remind people before we go, Peg, that if they did not get their question answered, and we got a lot of stories on our text line today, people sharing horrible situations they've been through. So thanks for everyone for sharing online. And if you have a further question, call 1-888-6-ADVICE. You can also go online and send an email question to yourmoney@wealthenhancement.com. Peg, good to talk to you. Make it a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.